I told you that my guest after the top of the hour would be my good friend. We've been in this fight a long time together now, and that is Derek Wilburn. Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives he's the president and founder of that esteemed, outstanding group of conservatives, and he writes for our good buddy Alan B. West, alanbwest.com. Help me welcome back to the show Derek Wilburn to the C.L. Bryan Show. Derek, how are you doing, brother? Happy New Year.
I am having the best year of my entire life. Okay, I'm off to a tremendous start. Man, we had a great holiday. Friends, family, food, football, the whole thing. Love you, miss you, haven't seen you in enough time, but we're good here in Colorado.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. Well, before we get into deep waters, let's get this bit of business out of the way. Who wins it tonight, Alabama or the Dogs? Who's going to do it?
The Dogs will bark.
I'm with you, brother. I am with you. Go Dogs. Well, there you have. You have it. You've heard it from Derek Wilburn there in Colorado. I'm in Louisiana. We don't have any bone to axe to grind in this thing. My team is out. I'm sure his is out as well. We are just telling the rest of America, look for the Dogs to win the national championship tonight. Derek, I want to talk to you about several things here today, and we might as well start with something I know that it has been on your heart to bring clarity to the rest of the nation, because that's what you do. You do it in your writing, and you do it in your organization. The Democrat Party, how irrelevant are they becoming? Are they going to be a force to be reckoned with I know they will be a force to be reckoned with, but do they actually have a prayer of unseating this president or actually taking back the House or the Senate? How are you seeing this fight shaping up in 2018?
I don't think they do. Of course, they'll become relevant again. Of course, they'll figure it out and come back. How long that will take, nobody really knows. But the party has moved so far from its founding and so far from mainstream American thought that what you have now is a party of coastal wealthy elites. The Democrat Party has virtually no appeal outside of metropolitan America. If you were to conduct a man on the street interview and ask anyone in any town USA, name me one, just one nationally prominent Democrat who is either under 70 years of age or comes from a middle American state, no one could do it. You and I pay attention to this stuff, and we can't do it. Chuck Schumer, the Clintons, Elizabeth Warren, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, these people are all 70-year-old multimillionaires from the coasts.
You're
but if you
right.
look in the middle, you cannot find a prominent Democrat. Contrast that with the Republican Party. You've got Scott Walker, with whom I went to high school, governor of Wisconsin. He's 51 years old. Ted Cruz is 47. Marco Rubio is 46. Mia Love is 42. Tim Scott, our buddy from North Carolina, is 52 years old. Chris Christie, 55. Nikki Haley is 46. Rand Paul is 53 years old. Yeah. Bobby Jindal is only 45. And these people all come from middle America.
Absolutely.
The Democrat Party is in a world of hurt.
Absolutely. And when you think about Mike Lee as well from Utah, who is 45 years old, you are actually looking at a very youthful Republican bench that is there. And I absolutely agree with you. But now, this is something that I had told the audience I would want to probe your mind on. And I know that you are one of these people who that statue of the thinker that you folks see, you know, in museums and replicas of it in museums. That's Derek. Derek's the thinker. He thinks about things. So I want you to think about this. And I want you to share with our audience your thoughts on this, Derek. You and I both, of course, full disclosure, are conservatives who happen to be black in this country and, of course, a part of the Republican Party. Now, both of us are often on talk shows, television shows, and asked to come and speak. One of the things that I am wanting to break away from and get others to see is that we have more to bring to the conversation than just discussion on black issues, even though we do understand that by virtue of being black in this country, we do bring some clarity to black issues. We're not saying we don't want you to bring us on to talk about black issues, but what I'm saying is there is much more to be heard from a black person who happens to be conservative in this country than just their thoughts on black issues. We could talk about energy, and we could talk about nuclear energy and warheads, North Korea, what have you. Am I wrong? Give me your take on that, because if maybe I'm approaching that wrong, I certainly want to hear it from a friend. What do you say?
I think you're right. One of the criticisms we have of the left is they label everybody, and they do. We saw that picture 2 weeks ago of the Senate committee that wrote and drafted and redrafted and lobbied and did everything they could to get the current tax bill passed. They were standing behind the president. Of course, Senator Tim Scott did a lot of work on that bill, wrote much of it, and all that the left saw was a token Uncle Tom standing there behind the president, right? So we get that from them a lot. But on the other side, if you watch Fox News or if you pay attention to conservative pundit shows, they tend to have us on to talk about, quote, black, unquote, issues. And you're right. We need to break that through and realize that we can, will, and do talk about a variety of topics. Yourself, Star, and the rest of us. I would rather not sit around and talk about white versus black and black versus liberal and all that stuff all day, every day, because frankly, it gets old. But that's kind of the mold that we get cut into. And on that point, I would tend to agree with you.
And you know, you hit it on the head as far as the variety that is out there, because we're not just black Americans, we are Americans, and whatever affects this country affects us, regardless of the color of our skin, red, yellow, black, or white, in this country. And Derek, as the moniker of the show, one of the monikers of this show is building a bridge to conversation. And if we're going to have an honest discussion in this country, then you're going to have to hear how CL and Derek Starr, as you mentioned, Starr, feel on energy and also tax reform, as well as North Korea and Little Kim, because he's a threat not just to black Americans or white Americans. He's a threat to America, period. And in saying that, the Trump effect, let's talk about the Trump effect for a minute. I've labeled this. It's a phrase that I've coined here for the show. But I want to extend this now and ask you, what effect is this president having on our nation? Are you seeing an awakening, or are we just experiencing hoopla? What do you see, Derek?
I think the Trump effect. Well, let me circle back to your last point first, because you said something very powerful. You know the tagline for my organization, and that is truth transcends color. We need to be concerned with the truth, and truth knows no color. So one of the questions that you get and that I get, and we hear this all the time, is do you think Rush Limbaugh is a racist, or is Donald Trump, or Sean, name your person, are they a racist? And my answer to that question is, I don't care. The question shouldn't be, is so-and-so a racist? The question should be, is so-and-so telling the truth? So if Rush Limbaugh or Donald Trump has a press conference tomorrow, and in that press conference they say 5 plus 5 equals 10. Is that somehow not the truth simply because it was spoken by a racist? If it's the truth, then who cares whether or not the person speaking it is a racist or not? We only need to be concerned with the truth. And the truth as it relates to what the job that President Trump is doing is that we now see unemployment in the black community down to a 17-year low. in the white community down to a 20-year low. They're doing a little bit better. We see people taking home more of the money they earn. We now see a stock market that has created $5 trillion of new wealth in just over 16 months. The Trump effect economically is undeniable, and one of the reasons I think he's already reelected is because people tend to vote their pocketbook.
Hold that thought right there,
now,
Derek.
CL.
Hold that thought right there, Derek. Hold that thought. We'll be back with Derek Wilburn.
Seems like yesterday.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL, back with you on this Monday throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation in the, on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. That is America. America, and one of our native sons is on with us now, Derek Wilburn. I want to continue with him. He was on an absolute roll, but before you continue on your roll, Derek, tell everybody how to get a hold of your thoughts and how to find out more about your organization. Derek Wilburn.
BlackAndConservative.com. Doesn't get any easier, BlackAndConservative.com. Maybe next time when I'm on, we'll talk about our internship program that is blowing up as we speak. But I'm an easy man to find, blackandconservative.com. Find me at Federalist Papers, American Thinker, AlanBWatts.com. Any of the above will work.
And, folks, you will not be disappointed. It is well worth the read. And this internship, we will talk about it. In fact, man, I want to bring you on exclusively here in the next couple of weeks to talk about that, because teaching and tutoring our young people, exposing them to the types of things that Derek is doing, very important for the security of the Republic as we go into our American future. Derek, we were talking about the Trump effect when we left, and you were, in fact, on a roll laying out the various items and ideas that have been brought to the fore with this president. I want you to continue with your thought process.
My concluding thoughts were these, that people tend to vote their pocketbook. And right now, literally, what is today, the 8th or the 9th? People, millions of Americans are getting their first, or soon will get their first paycheck of the year. And that paycheck will be more than the last one they had of last year. And people notice that. When that paycheck is $117 more than it used to be, you don't not notice that. So economically, people vote their checkbooks, and I think that that has secured Trump's reelection already. I also think that he's crazy like a fox. The left, and that would include the media in our country, I believe they project. They think that everyone hates President Trump as much as they do, and they rely on that. And the fact is, everyone doesn't hate Trump. They don't hate his 2 a.m. tweets. They see him doing to the press and to the leadership of the UN and other things like this. They see him finally doing the things that they wish they could have done personally if they were the president for the last 30 years, but nobody had the stones to do it. And now Trump is just stepping up, cleaning house, taking a flamethrower to these organizations and corrupt individuals like CNN and like the UN. And the country in general is saying, go get them, Trump. And yeah. They don't even see it happening right under their own noses.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And back to your point that you were making about those who call him a bigot, those who call him a racist, and all of these types of things. You made a very profound point, Derek, and actually it's a point that our good friend Mason Weaver also makes in the movie Runaway Slave. He makes the point, hey, I don't care if my neighbor's a racist as long as he doesn't hinder me from going and buying groceries at the store. You know, that's not the issue. And your point was, as long as the truth is being told, as long as 5 + 5 = 10, it doesn't matter whose mouth that comes out of. I happen to know that the president is not a racist, and he is not in any way. You can ask Sean Puffy Combs, ask Mike Tyson if he's a racist. They will tell you he's not a racist. And, Derek, when we look at the long and short of it all, your point is very, very well taken. Who cares as long as the truth is told? That's what you're engaged in, is truth telling. Is that right?
If the president of the United States, well, this is what he did as a candidate. He went into inner city Detroit, held a press conference, attended a church service, and said to the overwhelmingly black population, you and I both know Detroit on a per capita basis is the most black city in the country, 82%. And he said, look around your neighborhoods. This is a mess. You've been voting for the same people for 60 years. What have you got to lose by giving me a shot? Well, to the left, that makes him a racist. To me, that makes him a truth-sayer. It's the truth. So who cares? Who cares if it was David Duke that said it, or whoever the current grand wizard of the KKK is? If it's the truth, let's focus on that and not on this character assassination and personal attacks, which the left has perfected. And fortunately for those of us who are conservative, they've perfected it to their own demise.
Let me ask you this question, because last night, even though I didn't watch the Golden Globe Awards, I, of course, have to pay close attention to all of the news. The Golden Globe, the award ceremony where all the progressive liberal Hollywood elites, they gather once a year. Out of it, Derek, since you like me, we don't pay much attention to that. But Oprah Winfrey's name was thrown into the hat by whoever the nut was who was conducting it. Why is it that they can take a name like Oprah and throw it out there and instantly rally? You mentioned how black folks, how people, period, in this country will experience more money in their paychecks. How is that overshadowed by a name thrown into the presidential mix like Oprah when progressive liberals do it? It seems like it's a phenomenon that happens. Talk to that. What's that all about? Are they susceptible to being pulled back in to the soup, into the gumbo, onto the plantation, to coin a phrase? Are they susceptible to being that again, being done that way again, simply by celebrity? What do you say?
I don't think so. I believe, first of all, there are a lot of Americans, a lot of black Americans, who wouldn't admit it before they did it, but walked into the poll and voted for Donald Trump. They wouldn't tell anybody, but they did. And they're going to do it again. The idea that these celebrities, that these leftists can keep trotting out people who have why their opinion even matters is anyone's guess. But the idea that they keep doing this over and over again is slowly but surely beginning to insult black Americans. So Hillary Clinton never came into our communities, never addressed the economic situations, never talked about her plans for creating jobs, none of that stuff. What did she do? She threw a concert for Jay-Z and Beyonce and jumped up on stage and did a jiggy with them. And now we're getting Oprah. And maybe we'll get Will Smith after that. At some point, people are going to realize, you know, you haven't said a thing about education. You haven't said a thing about anything substantive and how my family is going to be better for electing you. You're just putting somebody in front of a camera whose face I recognize, and I'm insulted by it. I think it's going to backfire on them. It already has backfired on them. It gave us Trump. And if they keep it up, I hope they nominate Oprah. She will lose 75 million to 2.
I hope they do too, Derek. I want them to run Oprah and let Will Smith be her running mate. I certainly hope that happens. Now, let's talk about an American thing here. And we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want you to stay with me through the break again. But infrastructure. Let's talk about how it's crumbling in this country. Is that the next big item on the agenda, in your estimation, for this administration? And can it be bipartisan? Or should they try and do something with welfare reform? Or is that too heavy a lift? Which of those should be on the table next after tax reform has now passed?
I think infrastructure has to be, simply because the president talked about it so much. He made it a campaign promise. So we spent a lot of time talking about roads, bridges, airports, which they always do. But he's delivering one by one. And by the way, infrastructure needs to include the border wall. That's going to be funded in that. So it will get done in a bipartisan fashion. The question is, will it be done through Washington, or will it be funded at the state's level, which is what needs to happen? Washington, D.C. cannot figure out what roads in Baton Rouge need to be repaired. Baton Rouge needs to figure that out and then apply for the federal funds. But I think it will be done.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned Baton Rouge, because that's the capital of my home state. And Derek, you are breaking up just a little bit on us there. But I'm going to be back with Derek Wilburn after the break. And you are listening to the C.L. Bryant Show. It is always my pleasure to talk with Derek. He always brings such clarity to the conversation. Just two guys talking here in America, two conservative guys here in America, two Republican guys here in America talking, who happen to be black, to you right now. And, hey, so many of you who don't know me, don't know Derek, you very well might not have known that if I hadn't told you. And that is the way it ought to be. That is exactly the way it ought to be. The perspectives are coming from an American perspective as we broadcast throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. And that is America. All you folks visiting down in Times Square, be sure to look up above Ripley's. You'll see the C.L. Bryant Show advertised.
Our hands are lifted high. hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
Worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
CL, back with you on this Monday throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. And that is America. On with me is one of our American native sons. He hails there from Colorado. Love Colorado. Hadn't been up there so far this season, but I will be, Jane and I most likely will be up there in not too many days hence. Derek Wilburn. Derek Wilburn is on with me, and I was enjoying his conversation. In fact, Derek, there is a post there on your Facebook page that says Seattle now charges residents a fee for Gatorade, BC, because of sugar, is bad for you, but as safe in injection sites for has safe injection sites for heroin users. Derek, this nails it. This is the lunacy of the left. Progressive liberalism and political correctness all wrapped into one. What's going on with this, man?
It's unbelievable. So I am looking right now at a photograph someone took at Costco over the weekend of a Gatorade variety pack. Costco price, $15.99. City of Seattle, sweetened beverage recovery fee, $10.34.
Wow.
You catch that? So the Gatorade is $16. The tax on it is now $10.
Wow.
Because they've implemented this now, has begun the beginning of this year. They have implemented a sweetened beverage recovery fee. So just like Mario Cuomo and these knuckleheads in New York want to manage your life, they have made a decision that you drink, consume too much sugar. So we're going to tax you for that purpose. Now, of course, what's going to happen is the businesses that sell these things are going to lose out as people simply leave the city, buy it somewhere else, and bring it back, and a black market will develop. But they don't see all that stuff. Seattle has a 10-person city council, 9 Democrats and 1 socialist, member of the Socialist Party. New York City has a 53-person city council, 49 Democrats. Chicago, my hometown, has a 50-person city council, 49 Democrats, and it's all about control. It's all about limiting personal choices and raising taxes. Liberalism Like it or loathe it, there's one thing that cannot be denied. It's darned expensive. And now you've got to pay almost more in tax than you do for the cost of the soda you're drinking itself in the city of Seattle.
That is absolutely ludicrous. And it is a business development killer as far as grocery stores and mom-and-pop stores are concerned. You're absolutely right. Americans are going to get what Americans want, and whether it's good, bad, ugly, what have you, Americans crave sugar. I mean, you know, we like sugar. Now, I've cut it pretty much, Jane and I have cut it pretty much out of our diet, but that's not for me to impose my personal restrictions on myself on anyone else. If anyone else wants sugar, by golly, this is America. Have at it. If you want your children, and Derek, this is what most people don't understand. You have children. I have children. Of course, mine are grown, and yours are grown too these days. But this is the thing. In the Wilburn house, the Wilburns can give their children whatever the Wilburns want, as long as it's not abuse by the standards and mores of a sane society. Same way in the Bryant household. Do I agree with what the Wilburns may be feeding their children? No, but that's not my domain. That's not my house. The Wilburns do what they... This is America. Speak to that, Derek.
You have just... We could talk all day, and in that sentence, you just summarized the fundamental difference between liberalism and conservatism. So, for a liberal, I want... This is why their big catchword is change, right? Everything needs to change. We need to change it to be the way I want it to be. For a liberal, if I don't want a 20-ounce soda, I need to pass a law so that nobody can have a 20-ounce soda. As a conservative, if I don't want a 20-ounce soda, I buy a 10-ounce, right? As a liberal, if I don't think I need a 30-round magazine to fit into my weapon, I want to pass a law so that nobody can have a 30-round magazine. And this can be applied to anything and everything. Table salt. In New York City, they decided people are consuming too much salt. So rather than just not put salt on my food, I have to pass a law so that nobody can put salt on their food. It's all about the restriction of liberty, individual choice, and freedom. And that brings us back to how this interview began. That's why the Democrat Party is now seeing its influence restricted to the coasts of the country, because out here in the middle, we don't want that stuff. What they call flyover country, the rest of us call home.
Yeah, and let's transition with that into something international. NOCO, SOCO, North Korea, South Korea, they're going to discuss the Winter Olympics. The president, much to his credit, is saying that this is a good thing. There are some who are looking at what may happen at that talk as nefarious. I want to get Derek Wilburn's take on how the president is handling North Korea, and is there, of course, we keep our eye on both North and South Korea, but is there a crack in the armor? Is there a chink in the armor of the North Koreans by coming to the table now with the South Koreans, in your estimation? How are you seeing this whole thing shake out, Derek Wilburn?
I'm on a cell phone, and I lost you for about 20 seconds, so I'm going to take a stab at what you asked.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear the question.
Yeah.
But this is very sticky, and here's why. America has historically been a liberator of those who cannot liberate themselves. We've done this throughout history. In the nation of North Korea, we've all seen that nighttime satellite image of the Korean Peninsula, where on South Korea, it looks just like any other nation. They've got the Gap and McDonald's and skyscrapers, and they've got freeways. It looks just like Baton Rouge from the air. North Korea, there's one little group of lights in the capital city where the elites live, According to some sources, and it's tough to get accurate information, of course, but according to some sources, as many as 500,000 people a year starve to death in North Korea. The people are literally living on twigs and dirty water. Infant mortality rate well over 50%. We're dealing with a maniac who is fattening himself up on champagne and caviar while his people eat tree bark, literally. So is it incumbent upon us to do what we can to liberate those people? Well, that's a debate to be had. But Trump putting the squeeze on this guy and threatening him and letting him know, look, we're not going to play your game, I got no problem with it. Because if we have to swat him like a fly, baby, break out the fly swatter. Let's do what we got to do.
I'm all for it, Derek Wilburn. I am all for it. I've often said on this show, hey, when you're dealing with a bully, you have to sometimes smack them down so that they don't ever bother you again. And I certainly do appreciate you being on with us. Give us one more time how we get a hold of you, your various works, and how we investigate that internship that you got going on there with Colorado Black Conservatives.
The fastest way to get to all of my stuff is just to go to our Facebook, facebook.com/RMBTP, Rocky Mountain Black Tea Party, facebook.com/RMBTP. We are taking young inner city black Americans and sending them to Washington, D.C. to intern for a summer with Republican legislators, and they are coming home with their lives forever changed because their perceptions have been forever changed concerning the truth about who we are and what we believe.
Derek Wilburn, hey, man, God bless you. God keep you happy. New Year to you and to all of yours. Know that you're proud of that son of yours. Quickly, I got about 30 seconds. Tell us about your son. Tell us about your son. What's he doing these days?
Our oldest son is a cadet first class, which means he's a senior in the United States Air Force Academy. He will graduate and be commissioned a lieutenant in May and goes on for pilot training immediately thereafter. We just found out last night that he's assigned to a base in Oklahoma where he'll begin his career as a United States Air Force aviator in 2019.
Great American. Derek Wilburn, thank you for making that contribution to our nation. I'm CL. Thank you so much for being on the show.